Hey Robert, this is Nick at the Bank of Cardiff. Is Eric in?
Can you hold, please?
Yeah.
Eric speaking.
Hi Eric, it's Nick from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Okay.
Yeah, good. I just wanted to call and follow up. I know we spoke last week, and I was the guy with the crazy loan rates, and I just wanted to see what other feedback you were getting, how that was going for you.
Yeah, I did my own option. Went to my own funds. So.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to see what other, I know you were, it was interesting, it was like so different for you. So I was just kind of curious on how, who else you talked to, maybe if you got the kind of the same feedback or.
Yeah, it just, I'm not a believer in those type of, loans there.
Yeah, if you got it, it's a different story, but it's, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. But, I just want to make sure you're getting the same feedback. And, I wanted to, make sure I wasn't the only one who was telling you, it's like, this is how it is,
a lot of people really not discussing much with you until you send them all your information. One, I'm leery about sending anything as far as my personal information.
I hope I was a little bit more transparent than the rest. I think I like to be a little bit more straightforward and give more realistic expectations.
Yeah, you was, and it's. I guess it's a lot of you guys out there right now, and because I get 2 or 3 calls a day.
Oof.
I mean, honestly, I get it. That's bare minimum.
Dude, you know what? Yeah, you're lucky you're not in construction or plumbing. Those guys get 10 to 15 calls a day. They call in here, and one of the reasons they call here is because we're not one of the guys calling them.
Right.
And they can't take it. They get our mail, or they've heard of us, or came across us on Google Plus, or came across our website, and they're like, you're one of the only people that don't call me 10 times a day or 15 times a day. I had this one guy tell me, he said, I can't even get business done. He's like, I get so many calls a day, I can't get any calls going out.
Yeah. And the thing is just you don't know who to trust and who not to trust. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But maybe that's just the way the way it is nowadays. That's the type of thing that's out there. Maybe everybody's legitimate, but still, it just
Well, I mean, I can tell you from my experience that that's not true. That I know when I see certain people's on their credit reports, when I see certain companies, I ever want to talk bad about another company or anything like that. Your competition, same with you, right? And it's I'm like, God, I hope you didn't do a loan with these people,
Yeah.
When I see that as an inquiry, 6 months ago or something, and it's just there's certain, and it's just from my experience and being around a while in this industry, and there's just, the thing is, there's a few companies that have been around a while, like guys we've been around forever, and a couple that have been around 4 or 5 years, and that's kind of a long term in this industry at this point. But then there's just the companies, the brokerages that have been open 1 year, maybe two, and they're just saying anything, to get the application in, and it's borderline criminal, and I think it'll get more regulated and settled out in the next 5 years, but right now it's kind of the Wild West, it's just
it is.
But I mean, some of us are going public already, so it's like on deck and stuff, they're a publicly traded company,
right? What company are you with now again?
I'm with the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, right.
And hopefully we're hoping to go public in the next few years too, as we've been around for so long and have such a big portfolio. I think that's going to be something that, and there's like another company that I'm familiar with. It's going public this year. So I think when all of that kind of settles out and you get the real lenders and the real companies, the real banks separated from, you know, the criminals or, you know, whatever brokers that, you know, try to act like they're banks, you know, it gets all settled out, it'll be better. But right now it's, you know.
Yeah, and that's another one I had talked to, and they seem to be pretty straightforward, and that was On Deck, you know.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, it just, you know, you and them, there wasn't a whole lot of pressure, and but the, like some of them, they, you know, it just, like I say, it's just very leery, you know.
Yeah, but well, some of these guys, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, so I just decided to, you know, go into my own funds there and just get it taken care of, though.
Yeah, when you know you have a return on investment coming the next few months, you know, it's not like a risk or anything like that. If you have it, you might as well use it. But, yeah, well, the reason I think I always like to kind of educate people who are new to this kind of banking with the companies that are out there is, when you feel a lot of pressure from the guy, it's because some of these new companies, what they do is they pay all their new reps just to get applications in. And I heard about that because we actually hired some people from other places like that. And they have horror stories, you know. And, you know, so we're just trying to do the right thing. And they're like, yeah, no, they get paid just for bringing an application, you know. And if they don't bring in a certain amount of applications, they get in trouble or something like that. And so, you know, we've never had that mentality. So it's just strange, you know. But, you know, I guess that's the way it is.
Yeah.
But anyway, Eric, I'll let you get back to work. I just wanted to check in and kind of see what your feedback was from everybody else and you know, check in with you. But yeah, if you ever get in a situation, you know, like I said, I'll crunch the numbers for you and, you know, put our best foot forward and see if we can make it work for you. But I'll be here.
Okay. All right, Nick. Thank you.
Have a good one, man.